No one knows Indiana politics better than Andrew Downs, the director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at Purdue Fort Wayne. Andy has agreed to join us on a regular basis here as part of our monthly news roundup. He's been doing so anyway, but we decided to make it formal. Today, he joins us by telephone. Andy, thank you for being here.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So we had a little election, and I'll say a little one because it's just a municipal primary. And that meant that we were dealing with party races for the purpose of picking a candidate for the general election. And the biggest one everyone was watching was the Republican primary for Fort Wayne mayor. And what can you tell us about that one?
Well, first of all, I'd start by saying turnout was a little higher than I think a lot of people were going to expect. In fact, I'd throw myself into that category, and that speaks well to the voter mobilization efforts of the candidates who were seeking the office. I think for a lot of folks, when they were looking at this race in the beginning, they rightly would have assumed it was John Crawford's race, somebody with that many years of experience on council, who clearly had some idea of the scope of what would be involved in being mayor, should be a front runner. But Tim Smith ran a very aggressive campaign. Some people would refer to it as a negative campaign, reminded people why they might not like John Crawford. And as John Crawford was often willing to say, enemies are for life. And so when he was involved in things like the Lowett tax issue or Parkview Field, or smoking ordinance even, he made some enemies. And those enemies didn't necessarily go away. So that long history at this point in time is not necessarily an asset. I think that explains part of the reason for the victory. And obviously the expanded electorate, if Crawford's strategy was looking at sort of a traditional-sized electorate, then you know, there were quite a few voters he probably was not reaching out to, or at least not reaching out very well to. And I think that can probably explain part of what we're looking at as well.
What you said about the enemies, I was driving back from North Fort Wayne later that week of the election, and I saw a sign on a bar that said, Dr. Crawford, we didn't forget, and then underneath it said smoking ban. I was okay.
A lot of people, they think, wow, because so many people now like the fact that there is a smoking ban in Fort Wayne. At the time, it was incredibly controversial, as I'm sure a lot of people remember, but those memories run deep. They really do, and that is part of the challenge for somebody like a John Crawford, who some would say took an unpopular stand, didn't take the politically expedient position on issues, did what he believed was right. That sort of thing can occasionally come back to bite you.
There was some discussion, I think you and I might have talked about it, about which one of those two candidates, Dr. Crawford or Mr. Smith, have the better chance to unseat Mayor Henry. Are you making bets at this point as to which candidate would be?
If I were looking for the easy way out and Henry wins, then of course I would say, well, Crawford would have had the better shot. But I think that's too easy a way out. You know, realistically, when you look at the track records of the individuals and the way they campaigned, it was very apparent that Tim Smith ran a campaign that was attractive to Republican primary voters. And while that worked well in a primary, he now has to pivot to a degree and not sound like he's somebody who is completely adamantly opposed to ever raising a tax if it was a good tax, or opposed to all sorts of development. Now he has to try and say some things that will win some of the moderate Republicans, but those who've not, without a voting primary voting history, you have to be convinced he's the right person as well. And that is not necessarily a group of people for whom that message that he used during the primary will resonate. In fact, that message can now come back to haunt him. So he has a challenge moving forward. His campaign commercials obviously were very good. He's running against an incumbent, a longtime incumbent, so he can use some of the same strategy. But he has to remember that the audience is not just Republican primary voters. I'm sure he's aware of that, but that's where people often get tripped up because they spent too much time talking to the base and boxed themselves into corners that caused them problems to attract the other voters.
What stands in Mayor Henry's way for a historic consecutive term?
Well, in some respects, it's exactly that. He has been mayor for a long time. You know, people may think things are going in a good direction, but, you know, people look for change occasionally. We see that in our own personal lives. You know, you decide, well, I guess I need a new car right now, not necessarily because you need one, but because you want one. You want to change something. You know, you've been in a career for a while and you decide I want to change a job. voters have the same perception occasionally of elected officials, and they may say, I've had enough of this person, not that the person's done anything wrong, but maybe it's time for a fresh perspective, and that message can resonate quite a bit. But we should also keep in mind that Indiana historically has been willing to reelect its incumbents at a really high rate, and some of them for very, very long periods of time. But that in this current political environment is probably his biggest liability, is his long service in the office and in council, on council before that.
Speaking of incumbents, this kind of allows a nice transition to some of the regional races, particularly Bluffton, where longtime Mayor Ted Ellis is not running for reelection for health reasons, and he's been mayor for a very long time. And they had some primary contests down there and other contests in Huntington and Angola. Auburn, I believe, had one. So what did you observe in some of these contests?
In some respects, these are, no disrespect intended to Fort Wayne and the Republican mayoral primary that was held here, but these races may end up being the more exciting races, because you have, in, for example, over in New Haven, a long-serving mayor, down in Decatur, or in Boston, a long-serving mayor, Auburn, long-serving mayor. We don't really know what happens in an election when they're not there. We've gone through, in many respects, generations, or at least a long period of just simply having those folks around and having them on the ballot. And we've seen transitions in how people campaign and the messages that resonate with people and the profile of candidates who are being sought out. A lot of that has changed, some of it many times, over the course of, say, Mayor McDonald's time in office. And so we don't know what's going to happen in those races. We may have gotten a bit of an idea based on primary election results, but it's still, I think there's still probably a pretty good question about what will happen long term in those communities. And by long term, of course, I just mean by November.
And a number of those communities are rather politically homogenous. So the primary was probably the race.
Yeah, we do have that. We should keep in mind, though, that there occasionally are some things that are outliers. You know, you see, for example, in Angola, a Democratic mayor. You see in Fort Wayne, a Democratic mayor. You see in Bluffton, a Democratic mayor, in communities that you might otherwise say are Republican communities. And that means that, especially in a community the size of, say, Bluffton, where shoe leather can help you win a race, where personal connections can help you win a race, we know that the possibility exists for someone from the non-dominant party to win. Don't get me wrong, if we were betting on this, we'd start with the dominant political party, but we have to recognize there's the possibility, given the size of the electorate and the history, that some of those races may not turn out exactly the way we'd expect them to turn out.
Is there anything else that you can think of as we kind of look ahead to November and look back on May?
One thing, I will go down the Fort Wayne mayor's route for a second. Sorry, I should have covered this earlier. This will be a very expensive race. I think that's a safe prediction. And what might be a little bit surprising is that neither campaign, here we are at the end of May, neither has campaign has spent a lot of money talking to voters yet. And in some respects, that's something that people might have expected, especially, say, from Mayor Henry, who was relatively quiet during the primary. He might have wanted to get out in mid to late May or early June to say, remember, everybody, this is why you like me. That way, by the time Tim Smith was saying, this is why you maybe don't like him, Mayor Henry would have built up his positives a little bit. But given what we're looking at is probably historically expensive mayor's race here in town, it might also be understandable why they were saving their money until a little later in the summer, when they can be sure that a few more voters are paying attention.
Andy, thank you, as always, for your perspective on all things local and state politics. And thank you so much for being a regular guest here on WBY Presents.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.